look over there. There's two people drowning in the ocean. One person who's drowning in the ocean is your race, and another one is not. Quick! You can only rescue one person. Who would it be?
Hey everyone, welcome back to Teen Time. My name is Wynn.
I'm Keandra.
I'm Aurora.
And I'm Marcus.
We are the hosts of the day, and we're so excited to be here on Teen Time. Today, we are going to be talking about ethical dilemmas.
Sorry, but what does ethical dilemma mean?
An ethical dilemma is when a person is faced with two or more choices in which all of the choices are ethically incorrect. So they would have to choose what they think is the morally correct choice between those incorrect choices.
The most famous example is the trolley problem. Let's say there's an unstoppable train approaching five people who are tied to the rail track. And now you're faced with two choices. Either you can do nothing and let the train run over the five people. In that case, all five of them would die. Or you can choose to pull the lever and divert the train to another set of rail track. And in that case, there's only one person being tied to the rail track. So your active intervention would directly kill one person. Would you sacrifice one person to kill five? And I know what you're saying. You may say, oh, but why can't we just untie the five person? Or why can't we just ask the driver to stop his train? Okay, because that would defeat the purpose of a philosophical debate. So please just ignore the fact that you can do other things. And let's just say that you can only do two things that I just previously mentioned. So are you going to kill one person to save five?
Oh yeah, I actually do remember the trolley problem. Aurora mentioned that when we were on the MTR, and that's how we kind of gave birth to this idea. This problem did indeed give me a bad headache, because I have to choose between watching five people die and actively killing one person. However, after careful consideration, I have decided to pull the lever, because, well, I just can't stand the fact that I watched five people die without doing anything. It's five lives. That's horrible.
However, if you're choosing to pull the lever, you are committing murder. Like, you are killing a person. You are choosing to kill that person. If you don't do anything, the five people being killed is just a byproduct of whatever's happening around you. It's technically not your fault. So which is why I would choose, like, not doing anything, since I'm not the one who would kill that person, and I'm not choosing to commit murder.
Girl, how could you even? You're so cold-blooded. Why would you want to watch five people die in front of your own eyes? You're technically still the murderer. So, I think you're kind of wrong.
But I think you can't quantify the value of human lives just by counting the number of people involved. So I think being a bystander in this case is far better than being a direct killer of an innocent life.
Okay, Wynn, how about this? So I think from the book, there's another case where it's the same situation. However, it's not you pulling the lever anymore. It's you standing over a bridge and you see the trolley crashing to five people. Next to you, there's like a really fat person. So would you choose to push that fat person down to save those five people? I would definitely not, because this is more like real. It's more physical. You're actually pushing that person and taking that person's life with your own hands. So it's the same case, to be honest. And I think in both cases, like, choosing not to do anything would be the better choice.
And I have to agree with both of you. Wynn is looking from the perspective of utilitarianism, where the greatest good is to maximize the welfare of the maximum number of people. In that case, killing one people to save five is definitely justified. However, Aurora and Keandra are looking at the fact that whether this action of killing is principally right. So the two of them don't look at the effect that it produced, but instead they look at the action itself and only itself, and to determine whether the act of killing someone is justified or not. And that basically brings up one key characteristic of a philosophical debate, which is there is no absolute right or wrong answer. It all depends on the perspective and the point of view. And that is why philosophical debate intrigues me in the first place. Looking at one issue from two different perspectives will draw two entirely different conclusions, yet both of them are valid. The process of thinking in different perspectives is both challenging and interesting to me.
Yeah, I definitely agree that philosophical debates are very fascinating. So since there's no correct answer, it's actually a never-ending debate. Whether you're right or wrong, it depends on your logical reasoning, or it depends on your thinking and process. So I think ethical dilemmas fosters logical thinking, and talking about them is important. So is studying about ethics.
Yeah, studying ethics is important to all of us. We get to understand the rationales of others' decisions when they face different moral situations. And this prepares ourselves to go for the most rational option if we ever face any of those dilemmas in the future. And also, we can reflect what we value the most through debates on moral issues with others, so we can understand ourselves better.
Oh my god, yes, Queens! I do definitely agree with all of you. However, I still stand by my point of pulling the lever and saving those 5 people. Oh no, look at the time! I believe that we would ramble on for another hour if we go on and on about it. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to Teen Time, and we will see you next time.